Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUND.
For the month of December, KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit organizations making a difference in the Northland. You'll hear about help available all year long and how you can help during this holiday season. Today we welcome Zane Bale and Eric Torch from the Northland Foundation. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on the radio this morning, Maya. Eric is the director of grant making at the Northland Foundation, and I'm the director of development and special projects and the Rural Aging Initiative.
Well, tell us a little bit about your organization.
The Northland Foundation is a regional foundation. We serve the 7 counties of northeastern Minnesota, the Arrowhead region, and our mission is to invest in people and communities to support a thriving communities in northeastern Minnesota. And the foundation does that through an array of efforts, including grant making. We make loans to businesses, and we operate programs that support children, youth, and older adults. And I'm the director of development and special projects, and Eric is our director of grant making.
Well, fantastic. Let's start with, tell us about some of the specific initiatives.
Sure. The Northland Foundation has a long history of supporting services to help older adults age in their community with dignity and independence, and also to support intergenerational programming. And our Rural Aging Initiative was recently launched in 2017, so we're just rounding up our first year of a 3-year initiative, and we're approaching it through three main strategies. One is to strengthen the aging services that are available in our region. And secondly is to provide opportunities for older adults to be engaged in their communities and valued through their contributions through our Age to Age program. And then we have a third area of focus called our Aging Innovations program.
Let's start with the Rural Aging Initiative.
Yeah, so the Rural Aging Initiative, one component of the program is to support nonprofits that are focused on providing community-based services to older adults to help them age in their communities. And so right now we're working with 18 nonprofits all across northeastern Minnesota. We're providing them with grant support, technical assistance, and training to help them strengthen their organizations. A lot of these organizations, their primary source of funding is through the Older Americans Act, which tends to be rather restrictive and focused more on programming than on supporting the organization. And so we're not only providing grant support to these organizations, but then we're also bringing them together on a regular basis to learn from each other and to collaborate. And I think what we've seen over the years of doing this initiative is that there's been a lot of great relationships built and a lot of interesting programming that's been launched as a result of this.
And that was my next question. Is this kind of breathing new life into organizations that are working with the elderly?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's generally what we've seen. Most of these organizations, they're small. There's maybe 1 or 2 staff people. They're focused on a very specific geography, generally in a rural community. And so there's a tendency that they can be operating perhaps a little bit in isolation. And by bringing them into a group, right, it provides them with support and encouragement, and it maybe replicate some of the programs. You know, one example is there was a great grocery delivery service that was being done by an organization in Grand Rapids, and a couple of the organizations up in International Falls and in other communities, they learned about this service, and then they've gone and replicated that in their own communities. And so I think what we've seen is that their organizations are stronger and they're more creative as a result of coming together and developing relationships with other similar organizations in the region.
That's really fantastic work. Zane, you also mentioned programs working with the elderly that include an opportunity for the community.
Yeah, our Age to Age program, and it's our intergenerational initiative where older adults are engaged in their community and helping young people thrive and community thrive. And we all know that youth need connections with caring adult role models. So, one of the things is to for people is to kind of get engaged with their, if there is an Age to Age program in their community. We have 16 Age to Age communities in northeastern Minnesota, including on Boys Fort, Grand Portage, and Fond du Lac Reservation. And we there's a lot of opportunities to get engaged. And if there's not an Age to Age initiative in community, then it's just, you know, looking for going to your schools and to your local nonprofits and saying, hey, do you have any opportunities for me to help, whether it be through volunteering or making a contribution.
It is the opposite. A lot of people go and visit the elderly, but this this is a flip side of that.
Yeah, it's really about tapping that social capital that we have an abundance of with our demographics in our region. You know, over a third of our population in northeastern Minnesota is 60 and older. And so, and people are vibrant. They want to get engaged. Maybe they recently retired or they're just looking for an opportunity to be involved. And so tapping that older adult enthusiasm, knowledge, wisdom, skill to help the community thrive, help young people thrive, help organizations thrive is just a great resource that we're encouraging folks to tap through our Age to Age initiative. We've seen a lot of magic happen. I mean, in Two Harbors, they started a program called Tech and Coffee where the young people from the high school go and meet with the seniors at the local community center or at the school and help people learn how to use their iPad and Skype and do all of those things. But it's the magic that happens by bringing the two generations together and really the barrier, you know, the perceptions that we don't have a lot in common melt away and they find a common ground, and it's really wonderful. And so to learn more, you know, about the Northland Foundation and our work and our rural aging initiative, you can visit our website, northlandfoundation.org, or we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
And we'll share links at KUMD.org as well. Well, thank you so much, Zane Bale and Eric Torch here joining us from the Northland Foundation.
Thank you.
Thank you.